morning, everybody. Welcome to Cab 229. I'm rocking with BJ the best. Make sure you support the man with the show.
Yes, sir. Everybody got these GOAT conversations. I feel like LeBron. Money hungry content. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. Give me the rock at the top of the key, and I bet no one's stopping my drive. Got a couple that's loyal and riding with me, so you know it ain't nothing to slide. Got a youngin' that shoot like Ray Allen from three, and he stay with the heat on the side. It's a Glock with a 30 that sit underneath in case they think it's sweet cause it's size. Baby, my nigga slime. Started from dirt, had to train like no other. I hit the booth cause the words of my brother. My shit the truth, nigga, word of my mother. Word on my set, I'm a threat to you fuckers. I ain't impressed by the talk of the clutter. I'm tryna run up a check from the gutter. If niggas run up, I guess it's another statistic. They missin' my hope. That he suffered. Somehow I'm a threat to him, a stress to him, cause I'm palming the little bitch next to him. I ain't never concerned what the rest doing. They upset cause they smell the success brewing. I go stiff on the bitch since she all in my drip. More problems, more dollars, I'm all for the split. He pop it, I drop him with all of the clip. He gon' wear that 30 like Steph if he drip. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in our rap, be careful with this. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in our rap, be careful.
I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real.
We didn't want to send their children.
So let me ask you a question. Do you believe in truth, or do you just deal with it just because of the military version of it? Like, is it like the understanding, like, why these folks, you know, just feel the way they feel, left the reason why they feel, just based off your area in the African-American community that was them?
I try to go for it truth as much as I possibly can.
Now, it's like with truth, it's like, you know what I'm saying, as a child, that's African-American, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn this stuff, you know what I'm saying, as in, you know, a blank slate, like, let's say, for example, right? I learned more about child history before I learned about my own, right?
Yes, yes.
So, yes. That's brainwashing.
Yes, it is.
But if we were to sit here and invent and be like, yo, y'all, you know, y'all did this wrong, right? Who is y'all, right?
Right.
Because
right.
We have people like yourself who, you know, they your people, took time out to be like, hey, son, look, right here, this right here was a very important African-American community, right? Versus, you know, we don't know. All we know would be George Washington did what he did.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We don't know nothing about anything. So let's say, for example, Black Wall Street, right? The first Black Wall Street ever in history was Durham, North Carolina, right?
Okay.
But they don't talk about Durham, North Carolina. What they do is talk about Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
But guess what, though? Only thing that was important about Tulsa, Oklahoma was the first place they blew it up.
Okay.
But the whole thought about Black people actually, quote unquote, doing something, coming together, unity, where the cases were done in Durham, North Carolina, that's the first.
Okay.
I mean, the first idea, like, hey, we can put our business together and create something.
Right.
Was spotted from Durham, North Carolina, which is AKA Bull City. All right, cool. Now, how about the cities that's been dug up and turned into ponds and lakes? that had a strong economic base for black people, right? All right. They all been taken, whatever the case. Let's talk about red zone. Let's talk about, you know, all the things that, because first of all, like, let's say crack, right?
Right, right, right.
First of all, ain't no African-American got no vote like that.
Right.
So if we bring it in, but yet it was plaguing our community 10 times stronger for us, you know what I'm saying? Then we become monsters because we figure out a way to rise ourselves out of poverty.
Right.
We get labeled as criminals, thugs, and thieves, or whatever the case is, but yet you can be in the stock market and embezzle almost $1 million and only get a couple of years.
Right, exactly. If even that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And actually, that part of the racist aspect of what you were just talking about is the reason why there was a differential between cocaine convictions and crack
convictions. Because cocaine was a more higher drug, which was going to be privy to the people who had money.
Exactly. So whenever you have those white senators and everything, and their children are doing things with cocaine.
Right now.
Biden. Right now, yeah.
So, right, you see, now. And you see the bias. Right?
Right.
Give you probably another example, right?
Right.
Remember when the looting was going on? Or the George Floyd stuff was going on, right?
Right, right, right.
Now, you see how this town look right now?
Yes.
Now, when it came to us having a problem with the issue, they barricaded, they had choppers, they had the whole shebang locked down here like you thought it was Fort Bragg downtown, right?
Right, 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 right.
Now, did you see the pictures of them looting getting on the White House?
Yes, I did.
You see them sitting there chilling in the White House, foot on top of the... Now, when do... Now, if I'm last time I checked, I know it's heavily guarded, right?
Right.
So if I got caught, you know, climbing on the side of the building, I think I'd be going to prison or some whatever the case is. So what you see how the, you know what I'm saying?
He'd
be like, all right. But then every time we complain about an issue, it's all about, like, reparation. Now, granted, but... They just helped the war between the two countries, right?
Right.
And y'all was able to get them back jumping. We're giving them funds. But every time that we quote unquote say anything about funds, it's like, oh, well, it goes to all the people. But how can Chinese people still have they businesses and stuff running the floor without no stories of somebody blowing it up in little China?
Right.
Why not in Honduras? You know, how about Chinatown, Mexican town? Like, there's no stories about them when they started their economic growth in this country. Somebody blowing it up.
Right.
And then,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's biased because we had them stories.
Right.
Every time we even came together.
Right.
To do some stuff, it's always been Intel quote, you know, all the CIAs, all these people doing something to wage a war between.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I always thought that was like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, when we gonna get to the nitty gritty about the sabotaging? Because you can't blame us and be like, oh, well, y'all the poorest in the community, you know. And y'all savages, but every time we do something.
Right.
It's like a real tribe to destroy it.
Yeah.
Find somebody to go in there and dissimilar from the inside, make them argue with each other. Like, it's not like we sitting here going to the White House to go and make them argue. So we can, you know.
Right. Actually, my students in Philly, I'm a teacher for Philadelphia City.
Okay.
And one of the things that they were commenting on with the January 6th thing in the Capitol and so forth was they were looking at all the news images, you know, the storming inside the Capitol and all this other stuff. They looked at me, they said, you know, if we did that, we'd be dead.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, straight up. Like, no doubt about it. They would have shot everyone's ass. Like, you know,
or like, even with immigration.
Inequality.
Like immigration, right? We can let everybody else come over here, get some type of funding, start it like even our phone service guy. English or Spanish, right?
Right.
But if Haiti people come, or any other culture or black people at a mass level, it's got to be a stop because that means our voting, all that stuff goes up.
Yep, that's That's right.
But to eliminate that, we got to now we like third class citizen because it's all based off of what you own, right?
Mm-hmm.
We third class citizen, quote unquote, when it comes to if we go who got the most businesses and the wealth to manage that, right?
Right.
You got Jews here that's making quadrillion of dollars, but they helping the promotion on TV. And what's crazy, I think Eric Rice got a job to do to help black people be at the bottom. I really believe that. I believe that white folks control the land.
Yeah.
I believe that Jews control the TV and stuff like that, because they all into the lawyer stuff. You ever know the majority of Jews are in law.
Right.
Things of that nature. You know,
right,
TV contracts.
Right.
Chinese people control the machinery that we use to do the vehicles, so they control, like, the TV.
Yeah.
You know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
They can import, export. All these folks can import, export. Can we import, export? Yeah, they be like, yeah, you can, but you think about it, we're like, nah, because I was sitting here doing business with, you know, a country that, you know, and that's the whole purpose of the thing. Cause they never want us to be in power because they feel like we'll do business with one of their ops that has power, like oil or whatever the case is. And then that'll be a big, because you already done pissed us off with generation after generation. So, you know, if we were to gain power, they feel the threat of like, oh no, African Americans will go and partner with, let's say, Russia. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we can't let that be done. We be like, well, this bias, because yeah, everybody, like, you don't think Chinese people selling Yamaha four wheelers and dirt bikes all day over here? You know what I'm saying? Like, why distribution hubs at? We never got a chance to enjoy the fruits of labor of the industrialization. You know what I'm saying? We never got to enjoy that. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Or any product that was done to capitalize off where wealth can be.
Yeah.
It's been always script, something, you know what I'm saying? Or if it can't be controlled, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? It get dismantled. But if it can be controlled or get sold or getting taken, okay, you're cool. And then, what's this thing? What's all these hitting laws like a mandatory manumission?
Right.
Why the Constitution ain't never been changed since 18 and some change? These my old laws. So they obviously, if we were 3/4 of human beings then, that means what? If it ain't never been changed, then we still 3/4 of human beings now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
And
it's like, we're getting technical, because I can't go into your job. If it's in the paper, I have to buy by that. Okay? Well, if it's in the Constitution, yeah, y'all play it off like, you know, this is all equal, whatever the case is, but technically, it's still in the book.
Yeah.
And we have to get back to what's in them books so we can start a new company, basically, because you're running old laws, like grandfather laws. No, that ain't going to work. If you're talking about, I guess, equalization, you know what I'm saying? That's if you're talking about that. But if you're not, in that case, and we can't go back to the book that was first filed that was wrong, we can't go no further. This will never be worked.
Right.
So my next question would be, is it exiled at the next moment? Because obviously, if you ain't going to help us grow, and then we keep going down the social ladder, that means y'all want us to be distinct. In a way, we have to, because if we at the bottom of the toilet, if people who came here, if we've been here with the people who, you know what I'm saying, who came here with the idea, we've been with them since day one, right?
Right.
And now we got other races in between us, then you tell me something. You know what I'm saying? There's no way in here they got here. How can that little Indian dude come here and start a store? And they be like, oh, these kids, y'all can go do something. But yet, he ain't even go to school with these kids, and yet he know how to run a store.
Right.
Oh, well, his parent. We don't even know how to open up an LLC. Unless you get into starting learning the business with a kid. But he's only 13. School don't teach you, 12 years of school don't teach you about how to become an entrepreneur.
Right.
College don't even teach you that. They teach you how to run and manage a business, but starting it, no. So, but yeah, they can come from another country, come here with their own language, and create an environment where they can come in and sell, and you know what I'm saying? First of all, how you know that you can come to the hood and sell, you know, and run a grocery store? Been there our whole life and don't even know that you can, that store was open, ready to business, who the distribution.
Right.
Ain't no class, no random class, like, hey, conventional store 101.
Right.
It's no different, and I'm sorry to tell y'all. It's crazy. You can go to any community. You can leave from here. You can go to Philadelphia. And yet, it's Arabs. Get every Arab controlling all the stores. How is that possible? And even if some white kids that's in poverty don't even know how to run those stores.
Right.
Where y'all get y'all information from?
Right.
How do Chinese people all of that know to come here and start a Chinese restaurant? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who y'all counting? We ain't just randomly got no account. I've been here. I grew up in school. You know, I went to American school. I ain't no school. how did you get here speaking Chinese and you got an accountant? You know your food distribution company coming in at, and you already know how to do all this, and you already had money to let your business grow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no coincidence. We can leave right now, go down the road, and we can leave here and go to another town and be the exact same thing and the same structure. You'd be like,
yeah. Part of what you were mentioning, though, pretty much like follow suit with the whole Marcus Garvey and the Black Star line.
Okay.
You know, the idea of Marcus Garvey having the Back to Africa movement in the 1920s. Mm. The idea of, you don't want us here, you know. We didn't exactly come by choice.
Right.
So, if you don't want us here, adios, hasta la vista, you know, have a good one.
Mm.
And so...
they sabotaged it.
Yeah, they did. The government straight up did. And then once he went back to the Caribbean, they assassinated him.
Sure.
You know, because the government, the United States government, finally realized, oh, hold it. We can't have all these people leave, because then who's going to do the jobs that the wealthier whites and the middle class whites don't want to do? So, yeah, it's a whole
rabbit.
Well, to call it a mess would be an understatement. You know,
it's definitely real. But see, it's just like anybody who owes you money, whether family members or whatever the case is, it's like if they owe you money, they don't want to pay it because they didn't let the debt get so fucking high.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they really just start over with somebody new versus repay. And I don't even look at it about, oh my, because I really believe you could just tip. I was like, what happened? We did the same thing that America did when they were trying to take their independence from, you know, England.
Right.
Like, no taxation without representation. It'd be a whole fucking war about it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was no problem when everybody was trying to fight for their independence, when America was trying to fight for their independence. Because we're from the city where independence started. Charlotte is the independent capital because that's where they did the deal at.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But yet, why we can't get a tax exempt? Oh, these kids, and they go and point these kids out like they so fucking terrible, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, as a kid, I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah, you know, I got a kid. Yeah, I figure out a way. But I blew my brain trying to figure out how to be a better man. I blew my fucking brain versus the guy that, who, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying everybody's wealthy, but let me say an example right here. I did HVAC, right? I went to school for HVAC.
Okay.
Went there, got my education, whatever the case is. And I knew this when I went out to go try to do that particular job.
Right.
I knew there was nothing but white people in them.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't a bad thing. I was just going to continue to look until I found somebody who rated high. I mean, most jobs are owned by white folks, so it's not like, you know, that was a common, but I kept noticing like the type of white people that was doing the type of job. And I was like, this is where they Rick Jets are going.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how they stay with money, even though they're not as smart as you. You know what I'm saying? Like the city doing the driving the tractors or whatever the case is.
Yep.
They keep them in there so they can still keep, you know, decent money in their life, whatever the case is. And I thought about, like, I was doing the thing, I was trying to get a job. I'm like, nobody would hire me. But it would be like the whole staff would be white. And then you'd be like, maybe one black guy.
Right.
It's never been like, you know, half and half, or, you know, just whoever can do the job good. But I was like, this is hidden money, because HVAC is a very powerful business. You know what I'm saying? So it's hidden money, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this industry is not, until I start one.
Right.
That's the only way that anybody who's doing HVAC of my ilk will ever get an opportunity, because it's not as easy as going, be like, and it's just HVAC. It's 2023 and it's HVAC. And yet, y'all got it so dominated to the point that's easy money. It's not like it's hard money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right, you know, it's HVAC. Go pump a little fluid in there, whatever. But it's so much of a, one of them businesses that keeps, can keep them in their bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know what you're saying.
And I thought about it. I was like, oh, man, I'm like, you still got to watch out what you go to school for, because whoever controlling the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you can go to school and do whatever you want to do, but if you're going up for Hollywood, if you're trying to be a movie star, you go to Hollywood, you're going to have to kiss ass, because they put you in power, that means they give you some money, and then if they can't control you, then you become a threat, because now you're making millions of dollars, which can overcome, or you, now you're starting to build your own movie theater, then they can't get you for pennies on the dollar and get the work ethic that you're going to bring to the table for the pennies on the dollar. While you're making $1 million, that's a lot of money right now, but once you start have to make more $1 million, that shit there. Like, it's a little bit of money, but they making 10 to 15, 20, 30, 50, you know what I'm saying, million off the same work that you went and did for your $1 million. Because it's going to be so much to get $1 million. Like, right, to them, right, $1 million, that's tax. That's the, you know, we going to golf cart type stuff. But for us, $1 million, I jump off a bridge, fly across the goddamn world to make sure that I secure the job. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right, sure.
So, you know, I think about it in a sense of like, because fighting for it, I realize, ain't gonna get you beheaded. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, as a man, if anybody is you know, I would say we was all, God all sent us here with a skin tone that we must protect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though we may not feel the way, whatever the case is, but it's my job to protect black people. Whether or not, you know what I'm saying, you know, how I feel about whites or whatever, I don't have really no issue. But it's my job to make sure, like, you know, the little bit of brain that I do got, I try to do something to create opportunities or do something to make sure that they be inspired. But at the same time, you be like, we know what we are. Like, we lose our wives because the fact that we can't financially take care of them is well, because right now, inflation going up, these jobs ain't going up when it comes to pay.
Right, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? How can I pay for medical and all these other things where the cases where, you know, people that, because everybody's not rich in the white community, right?
Right.
But it's a system, because at the end of the day, if the white man owns the business and then you're a middle-class white person, then it's y'all economics bouncing back to back, you know what I'm saying? It's bouncing into y'all community, because it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But for us, it's like, all right, as soon as we work for you, we got to go to Walmart, get in my money, leave from Walmart, you know what I'm saying, and give our money to the next person, and then when we go back to our community, I don't pay everybody but myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like the power of bouncing a dollar. Like every community, like Chinese people bounce their dollars 11 times. White people bounce theirs like 9 times. Mexicans is bouncing about 7. I was only bounced like 1 point, it was like 0.5 or maybe like $1 maybe. It depends on what type of city it is. I always may bounce like 3 or 4 here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But if it was predominantly, you know, white, then it's probably not different.
Right.
But here, it half about, because, like, we got more black people at higher parts, so from top to bottom. But it's some type of control with that.
Yes, there is.
So I just sit back and I be like, you know, because trying to change it is definitely an issue, because they got unwritten laws, like mandatory minimum emission, like, that's deep as hell. So if I was trying to do something great, you would just use the mandatory minimum emission for somebody and grant them all this access behind closed doors, but you let them take me out because I'm not talking what you want me to say. They're not going to put nobody on TV that's going to say anything detrimental, because white people not crazy. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to, I'm not going to put you on my damn TV.
Some aren't crazy.
I mean, I'm just speaking in general, like when it comes to power, because 500 years, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm not. Yeah, TV is a beautiful thing, but we're not finna put nobody up there talking about fighting power. You know, it ain't about, right. We ain't, because we always been from Africa. It's a civilization thing where everybody come from us, you know, in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because truth, the first person, who came from that culture. So we're being from it. It's like, well, we don't have the talent that I say certain white folks have to be able to, push on this thing. It took a level of not giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It mm-hmm. took some, you know, them praying to the Illuminati or whatever the case is to get, you know, the hanging kid and, you know, the struck this thing. We don't have that. Because we come from the beginning of the civilization. We come from a certain, it's like, we see white people, we nurture. Hey, come on in, you want something to eat? But we never get backstabbed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. When people be, oh, what? And here's the biggest thing. I be like, yo, if certain white folks believe in helping black folks, then y'all know that damn constitutional. You go holler at your people. If you fuck with us like that, go holler at your people and tell them, y'all wrong for that shit. We need to change this shit today. Until I see that happen, I don't believe that, you know what I'm saying, that it's just, we should be one thing. Because right now, y'all know that, so y'all don't really say, come on, y'all read way more than black people. They say that if you want to ever hide some information from a black man, you put it where? In a book. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And these are real, you know, quote-unquote strategies. You know what I'm saying? If you ever want to weaken and empower a black community, you put a little milk in there and it dilute it. These are real strategies.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So in 2 hours, we like, all right, yeah, everybody be like, oh, the world coming. Change the Constitution then we can see we're going somewhere. Until then, I don't want to hear about nothing about we should come together. You won't even change the book. But right. You will change. How do dogs have better protection in the world that we've been in longer than we can? They can go into the hotel. Dogs got rules and regulations. You can sit here and get to the ear, kill a dog and see what the fuck happened to you.
Right.
How do a dog got more protection? This nigga can't even talk. But he got way more rights than an African-American dude if it came to being on the board. You can police dog right now, can bite the shit out your head. You shoot that damn dog, your head going to jail.
Yeah.
But if my dog bites that damn police, they can kill it.
Yeah, that's right.
Deep. Well, I was like, is it truth or is it just, you know, research on just this portion? Because I'd be like, you know.
That's when I thought you left me.
Bitch, I did.
No, I thought you left for good.
Okay, bitch, I didn't.
He said special forces.
Yeah.
Well, I got married 3 times. But I was hanging out with my older guy friend than white boys, though. And I was like, who the fuck is this? And I had just came back from getting my son here. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted a federal court order and I didn't get him. Mm-hmm. My ex husband put a gun to my head. And a federal court order to get him. I was kidding. Yeah. But anyway,
right.
He was there. And I was like, shit. Who's that, Brent? Who's that white boy? I'm the president, I'm a son. Just graduated, got my master's.
They turned up a little.
It's nice.
Yeah, she likes
it. When I went over there, I told you, and the bitches, listen to me, ass like, boom, boom, boom. You want to watch the ass titties, but for $40, I watch that shit.
Oh, he's in the woods. Mm. Oh, he's watching. He's going nowhere. Damn. I promise you. I just want to make sure I walk in front with sexy two, S-E-X-X-X-Y, number two, in front. Okay. Because I asked that bitch in there. I just want to make sure you ain't the ethical. My car, that's my partner from the other side. Let me trust this bitch. She's not going to get a rolling pin. 100? I said, I can't own it. She could have paid me.
I want to get away and chill.
This ain't chilling. Open up the door. I just wanted us to get
high and relaxed like we doing now.
Crime
and
river.
Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got 4 pockets for acting like I'm a bitch.
She pressure gon' come like a bitch, so I'm mad. Digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pull up a four, I'ma sip on this porch. It feel like magic on my feet, I'm flowing. Run around drumming, my hand fuck a horse. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga.
Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Good in the me, but I'm stuck in the middle.
Tryna get to that pussy like solving a riddle. She give me face while I'm roll up a J. I almost dry weed on the front of her lace.
Oh, this yo little bitch don't even know her name. But she screaming mom when I'm giving her pain. Giving her different, all these different names. She love the way a nigga penetrate. And I got this Tommy, yeah. I shoot you in front your mommy, yeah. No passenger glide right beside me, yeah. Yo bitch love my case, she don't give me no issues. She don't talk back, all she gon' do is listen. I buy her a bag and some jewelry that glisten. Shawty a savage, she won't take no prisoners. And I be the back and then get back to business. Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wavy. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe. I got four pockets for acting like I'm a baby. She pressure gon' come like a blitz automatic. Add all these digits like it's mathematics. If I spend a check, you know I bring it back. Pour up a pour, I'ma sip on this poison. It feel like magic on my feet, I'm flowing. Running around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion. I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga. Singing these songs and they calling me trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.